From this rock, Regulator James Pugh may have operated as a sniper for a time, perhaps taking this position when his side was pushed back after its initial charge. Three men are said to be around him, reloading rifles for him in turn. Rifles are more accurate and effective at longer distances than standard muskets. Firing from this place, off the left flank of the militia army, he supposedly drops from 9 to 17 of Tryon's men before pulling back when the rest of the regulators do. The Pugh story comes from one second-hand source written decades later and is not mentioned in a set of contemporary newspaper accounts.
And the shape of the rock seems to offer little protection from militia to his right.
But James was one of the few regulators hung for his involvement, even though he was not a reputed ringleader, so there may be some truth to it. Look to your left at the modern woods atop the Regulator Hill.
Some regulators continue the fight up to another hour by withdrawing and firing tree to tree, but finally they too are forced to retreat. Two later say Tryon has the woods set aflame, driving them out, and some of the wounded who can't escape burned to death. Most of the holdouts are captured about a half mile from here, around the modern Park Ridge subdivision.
Rescued from a house attic there are the two captured scouts. Tryon reports, "The night they were taken, they were stripped and tied to a tree, and both most severely and cruelly whipped with small hickory sticks." Tryon's army chases other regulators up to a mile before breaking off after 2 o'clock. Scroll down and view the battle map, and then continue to the next audio clip.